AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Historic and a good deal. That's how President Obama describes the framework of a nuclear deal with Iran. Obama hopes lawmakers can put aside their partisanship.
The issues at stake here are bigger than politics. These are matters of war and peace, and they should be evaluated based on the facts and what is ultimately best for the American people.
Allies of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez have launched a coordinated PR campaign to support him through what is likely to be a long and expensive legal fight over a litany of federal corruption charges. Menendez pleaded not guilty Thursday to the charges.
For nearly 3 years, the Justice Department has pursued allegations based on smears launched by political opponents trying to silence me.
Defense attorney Abby Lowell says prosecutors will lose that trial.
Prosecutors at the Justice Department often get it wrong. These charges are the latest mistakes.
Walmart is applauding Arkansas lawmakers for modifying a religious rights law that critics say was anti-gay. The retail giant based in Arkansas issued a statement saying the compromise is, quote, a significant step toward achieving a greater understanding of the need to protect the rights of all people in Arkansas. The governor says this new bill covers a lot of bases.
It protects religious freedom. It establishes a framework for the balancing act that the courts must determine these type of cases. And thirdly, I think it does recognize the diversity of our culture and our workforce.
In Indiana, lawmakers also modified a similar measure following scathing criticism and economic threats. This is AP Radio News. A miracle, that's how the mother of a 37-year-old South Carolina sailor describes his rescue Thursday afternoon deep in the Atlantic. Louis Jordan was found sitting on the hull of his overturned 35-foot sailboat by a German tanker crew some 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. The U.S. Coast Guard arranged for Frank Jordan to talk to his son before a helicopter brought him back to a hospital in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Louis.
I haven't heard you in so long.
Oh, man, nice to hear your voice. People have been praying for you.
Jordan apparently injured his shoulder and is dehydrated, but otherwise he's okay. A seriously ill man has reached an Australian hospital more than 2 weeks after he suffered a medical emergency at a remote Antarctica base. The patient traveled 3,000 miles aboard an icebreaker. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.